Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Well, we got a bit of a situation.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What?
Should we go to the celebrity hotline?
Yeah.
Let's see who the guest caller is. You, sir, are on the air.
It makes a cool little bell now when you answer. I never have heard that before.
Oh, yeah, you get a little tone. Tony, what happened?
I went out to my car to get something and realized that I don't have my car keys, which means I can't get back in the building.
Oh.
So, Paige, if you can come out by where I park and please do that. I apologize. Fat Boy told me I had 4 minutes, but I waited to the last minute.
Okay. I'll go.
This has happened before.
Can you handle this by yourself?
Well, do you want to call?
Patch Paige in so we can.
So she can.
We can make it. Are we on the radio now?
Yeah, we're in the rejoin. We're live.
Okay, we'll make a bit out of it then. I don't care.
Yeah, call the warm line or request line, whichever one you want to call.
I hope I have that in my phone.
Then I'll put you on. Well, that's a good song.
I've done this to her so many times.
Well, I mean, look, it happens.
I've been stuck in the stairwell before.
It happens from time to time. It sucks that you got to have a key just to get upstairs now. I think Paige forgot the phone number to the station.
I don't think I have it in here, honestly.
God, what a good song.
Here.
Oh, hang on.
I love this song.
I don't know which one you want me to hear.
I hate I'm not there to hear it live.
She's handing me her phone, so I'm going to dial it for her and then hand it back to her. There you go. You can take that one.
She don't know the radio station's phone number?
I didn't know which one you wanted me to call.
Don't say it. Secret number. All right, she's walking out right there. Let me patch her through. Okay. So we don't get any feedback. There she is.
Hey.
Can you hear us?
Near where I park.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I mean, you know where he parks, right? Like, you should.
Yeah.
So you're
I'm almost there.
Yeah, he's outside. He should be. This is nice being here by myself.
I don't see him out here.
You already out there?
Yeah.
How are you out there so quick?
I don't see him. I don't see his car.
No, you don't see me out here? Like,
no.
Are you in the stairwell still? Because I'm outside. Fat Boy, I love this song. Will you play it louder so I can hear it in my phone?
I don't see. I see your car, but you're not here. I don't have time for this.
No,
where
I used to park.
She said
where I used to park. I don't want to say exactly. I don't want to say what kind of car I have.
How can you not find
Okay, I don't know where you usually park. Like, I thought you were on the side.
Oh, just walk up the front and, like, by the... near where you park. Oh, God.
I mean, you park close together, right?
I know. I'm right here.
Well,
I see you.
Oh, he's waving.
I don't see you.
Oh, all right, you're messing with me.
All right, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, Paige. You do. You got to find him.
She's not coming to get me? Did she hang up?
She did hang up.
She hung up.
She's gone.
She really hung up? I'm still out here.
How's she going to find you? Yeah, she ain't there.
You think she could tell that I was back in the studio on the microphone?
She didn't play onto it. What if she got stuck? Did she have her keys?
I was hoping this would go better.
Can you hear her coming?
No.
I hear a door.
I was really just next door.
I know I heard a door.
I know. I walked right behind her the minute she went down the stairwell. She didn't even see me. I was literally talking right behind her. She gonna walk in here in a minute. You gotta say it with me, though. Reminder. She's probably forgotten what day it is.
What if she's messing with us?
And she doesn't come back?
What I had to dial the number for her.
She do this every day, then. I know. She had another radio station phone number. I bet you somebody downstairs told her.
Just gave me her phone and says, here.
It's Tuesday. She stopped for a bagel is what she did.
Oh, God, I forgot. We did it on the wrong day.
I think you were saying that you thought she might. Oh, here she comes. Somebody's walking close. Be ready to say April Fool's when she walks in. But like...
Oh, Leroy. Where you at, Leroy?
Leroy might have just realized like we were screwing her over. Because you said, I wonder if she can tell you're not on the phone, but you're on the studio microphone. But I really was on the phone at the beginning.
You know, I kind of messed it up, though. I answered too early.
Yeah, you did.
There was a minute 20 left in the song.
I know. I could hear it live. But then I thought, oh, that's an 8-second delay. And wait a minute. No, it's not.
And then immediately she called on. She said, what's going on?
She was all the way downstairs near the front door. She's going to be pretty pissed at me.
She's going to be mad at me because I said, let's prank you. I sold it as pranking you, but we're really pranking her because I answered the phone too early.
Oh.
She said, what's going on? I said, Matt locked himself out. Let's mess with him. She's going to be mad at me.
So, okay, well, I'm fine with that then.
You transfer the
heat. April Fool's!
Look who it is.
Yeah, I caught that.
Did someone tell you?
No, I figured it out because I kept going everywhere and you weren't anywhere, and that's why I said I don't have time for this when I came upstairs.
It wasn't good, was it?
No.
It took you a while to get up here, though. We thought you stopped off.
No, I went around the building going, where the hell did this dude park? And then I got pissed. I'm like, okay, damn it.
See, that's
I don't
where
have time
it was.
For this.
It was supposed to go. Is I did forget to tell you that I was going to say I parked somewhere different. And,
so I ran to the front, I ran to the side, I ran to the front, and then I ran around, and you weren't there, and I came up.
I told him I answered the phone too early.
Fatboy thought it would be funny to prank you, he said.
Because you...
Well, next time it happens, you're stuck in the store.
I know. You know, here. What did you I say earlier yourself. About the boy who cried wolf? Yeah, and next time dead. I get stuck, she's going to be like, oh, you're not going to get me, it's May 5th.
You'll be stuck in the stairwell.
May the 5th be with you, so you can... make a laser and carve your way in.
You have to wait until an engineer gets
you
here.
You chew through the walls o'clock. For all I care.
Oh, dang it. You know, look, they tie our hands behind our back and say we can't do fun things anymore, and that's what you get when you can't.
Well, I thought it was kind of suspicious. That's why I said, well, you just dial the phone where I need to be calling, because...
Fat boy, would I?
She handed me the phone.
I did.
I was like... Does she not know the radio station
no,
phone number?
No, I didn't
she
know what you want to, you know, like, call him. I thought I was calling you. I don't know.
Fatboy, did you know that was not going to go well? Because last night when I texted you, you were like...
No, I messed it up.
You responded with blank, yeah, this is good.
It sounded good, but I messed it up because I answered the phone too early.
Oh. Now so it's your fault.
I got hiccups because of it.
Paige, it was all him.
I'm exhausted because I ran around the damn building.
How do you even do that? I had to swerve her. I said, let's mess with him. Well, she was the original target.
Oh. Well, really, the audience is the one who lost out on that.
I'm sorry.
More proof that none of this is pre-taped.
They're going to do worse to their coworkers later.
I've driven to work before, heard the other radio stations in there doing bits and stuff, and I get here and they're not even here yet. And I'm like, pre-recorded. That's why it might be polished and nice sounding, because they're all pre-taped. And we're in here doing it live, and that's why it sometimes is not good.
Because you lock yourself out all the time. I thought, well,
I
is
really
he really
do.
Doing this for real?
That's why I thought it'd be very believable. Damn it.
Well, I mean, you sold it during the commercial. You're like, you know, how much time do I have?
I was
you committed to it.
I'm sorry, Paige.
It's okay. I figured it out at the end when I went to the third door and you're not there. I'm like, well, what the hell?
The original plan was to send you all the way back. To the back door. But you actually did.
No, I ran as fast as I can to cover myself, and I was like, okay, I knew this was a work, and I'm just
don't listen to her talking with the cafe.
I'm just going to come back.
The old bit I used to do is I'd take my time coming back.
No, Fat Boy's whole bit was go to lunch and then go to the bathroom before the bill was paid and then never come back.
Oh, that's smart. Or just run out the door and not pay the bill. That would be Fat Boy.
Right.
It or if you tell us you're going to close your restaurant in 2 days, we pretty much just walked out whenever.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what one guy said. He's like, we're going to be closing in 2 days, and I don't want to sell all this.
We said, does anybody else know? He says, no.
So we went there.
Is that the every restaurant meal there. That you closed down?
Yes. Yeah. We ate there 2 days in a row, two meals.
Is this the restaurant that was named after, or that it's Singer owns?
I don't know. It might have been besides a lesbian cowboy boot wear. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And he just died last year, too. Oh, we're part of the reason
why.
Sorry. Yeah, whisking away again in Heavenville now, I bet he is.
You offer us a free meal. Yeah. We're going to take it.
I mean, we are.
Free meals.
We might check your health rating first, but generally speaking, even a B+, we'll be there.
We're going to be there. I was like, La Cosa Nostra, we're going to show up.
You know what? I'm turning the text off. Y'all kiss my ass. I was trying to do something fun and you know.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's like they're expecting us to do something because it's April Fool's. Oh, I know they'll do something. I'm trying to give you something.
They'll tell all their buddies about it.
But really, the person here that's faulted is Paige, because you should have played along and realized it was a work.
Oh, I did realize until I was tired of running up and down the stairs. Then I was like, oh,
I can't believe you got down there so fast.
No crap. Like that, by the time I got back, do you know that right when you went out the door, I was so fast. I was like Flash Gordon right behind you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was.
And then I went the other direction, though. I got you.
I know. Yeah, it's stupid.
Then I went the other direction, and I got you again.
Why
and then I got bored and thought, this is really dumb.
Those of you listening to this live, what a treat you're getting, because we will not put this on the podcast. In fact, if you hear this on the podcast, you are very lucky, because you got it snuck through somehow. So if you hear this on the podcast, you are lucky. You going to leave it in?
Yeah, I might have to.
Okay. Paige, what are you working on at the Plex?
Well, a new study found that men are much worse than women.
That April Fool's jokes?
Yes.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, I want to apologize to you and also P1 Nutty, who's not happy with the joke, so I'm sorry. I thought it was a fun little thing.
Brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Apologize.
That's okay. Apology accepted.
Thank you. Well, you didn't apologize to me.
Well, there's a new study that found that men are far worse than women with this situation, and husbands worldwide.
Scratching their nuts.
That's a good
guess.
Show me scratching nuts.
I've never scratched a nut or anybody else's for that matter. So yeah.
Sometimes you don't feel like
it. You got me on
it.
That one.
Sometimes you don't.
Because how many peanuts do you scratch? None.
A couple. Just a couple.
And if somebody came up to me and said, excuse me, but I have an it where you scratch it.
And you're like,
if he was pointing down there, I would say, you need to see a doctor, sir.
Do you think whore ladies in Boston would sleep with Marky Mark or Donnie and talk about their walnuts?
Probably.
You know what I wouldn't do? There are these chiropractors that will like, have to get in your crack to adjust your coccyx.
Coccyx.
Like, they have to wear the gloves, but we're not doing that.
You'd rather them freaking go in raw?
I'm not doing it.
You want a raw hand?
I'm the only chiropractor that will not.
You want a man with raw hands.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Conway.
I'd be like, I'm not adjusting your coccyx because of that.
Coccyx.
I think you're mistaken, my friend.
I've seen the videos.
Okay,
just
I'm
like
sure
this.
The
have.
Toxicity of your sin.
There was another one where he just,
no!
He beats the hell out of this chick's back. He like punches it and it's supposed to like straighten up her scoliosis.
Oh, I want that.
But then the one, this chick's in her bra and he has to get like right up under those big fun bags to adjust her. And then like, he pops her like crazy, but he's like up under it.
But I bet the popping feels amazing.
I mean, well, he's got a stretching machine too where he hooks your neck up in a, like some kind of vice and just like pulls you up.
Oh, God, that sounds heavenly.
Being a chiropractor's weird, yeah. Man, the stuff they do.
I want to hang upside down. I really do.
She's talked about this for months.
Just to stretch my spine out.
I wouldn't be able to tell it was you.
She said, what is that thing Batman does? That's how she brought it up.
It'd be like getting waterboarded if you did that.
No, it wouldn't.
You wouldn't see
me motorboating yourself.
I wear a bra. And besides, mine aren't that droopy.
I didn't.
They would be if you're upside down.
No, upside they down, they ain't going to stick straight out. Nobody's would.
Nobody does, but it's not going to cover my head and suffocate me.
When you lay down, does it not look like you got two babies in a headlock?
No.
Does it not look like the movie poster for the Corsican Brothers?
I don't even know what that means, but no.
It's a great Cheech and Chong movie.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right, well.
It was a Cheech and Chong movie.
He's here to say. Husbands worldwide just got a new excuse for not listening. A study found that men just don't hear as well as women do. The average
especially
woman
old ones.
Has a 2-decibel advantage, up to 6 decibels with some frequencies. Mm. So men literally can't hear as well as women do. Or maybe they just have selective hearing. I don't know.
Do you think people that can't afford to go to a chiropractor sometimes pretend to choke just so somebody will give them the Heimlich and maybe pop their back?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, it feels so good.
That's the way people used to do in the 80s to get out of paying their restaurant bills. They'd act like they were choking. And then if you like there was a big thing and you know they didn't choke, they usually didn't make them pay their bill.
But you know how good that is if you
can't
get
do it anymore.
Like,
I got busted.
A really good pop from your chiropractor.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But are you not? Okay, so.
Until you fart on me.
Before I had my surgery, I was going a good bit. Don't really have to go anymore, thank God. But I was always still never fully immersed. In other words, I still had my anus clenched.
Oh, you need to relax into that.
But I'm afraid he's going to pop it out. Like,
you imagine?
I thought you were going to say cleansed.
It's in one room, too. It's not like individual rooms. You're like in one room, and there's everyone letting her go. And I don't want to go right there in front of everything.
You would. If I was a chiropractor and you farted on me, like I would drop you as a patient.
I would imagine so.
I would sue you.
He's like, I didn't even part my hair this morning. Now look at me.
If you pooed on my table.
And they probably know the tricks to make you do it on command.
Probably. There's a certain part of your body. Like they say that.
Breathe
what is
out.
It? Now, I thought this was bullcrap. I saw it as a meme the other day. I looked it up. And depending on your theories on health and stuff, it could not be true. But that every tooth is connected to a nerve in your body. And it might not even be near the teeth. Like you have a tooth that's affecting your fingers.
Well, that.
Nerve connections.
Well, I'm going to have to ask Tolbert about this.
No, I looked it up. I mean, you know, according to
Wiki. There's so many nerves.
Yeah.
That are connected through maybe like your feet and your hands and massage.
But it all goes to the teeth. So I wonder people.
That's why people got bad breath. It goes straight from their mouth to their ass.
But do they go? That's like farm to table. If you don't have real teeth anymore, does that mess up your nerve endings, like to your hands and things like
that's
that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like fake teeth?
I ask great questions. Never having the answers, but the questions are there.
I don't think the nerves would be in your fake teeth. They would be in your gum, so it wouldn't affect it.
Oh, yeah, maybe there's that.
If the roots are out of your teeth.
Yeah.
And they're not reacting and sending signals to your brain.
Hmm. But it's just something to think about and look up.
Is that why I have a GED? Because I lost too many teeth in high school?
Did you?
And they were connected to my brain. And
how'd you lose
them? Well, the one molar cracked in half. You know, my dentist as a kid went to prison for Medicaid fraud, so.
When they were a kid?
When I was a kid. Oh. My dentist as a kid.
He said my dentist as a kid went to prison for Medicaid fraud.
Yeah. So
that was his billing that he did or somebody else?
No, he billed it, but he probably performed services that were not as good or not needed.
So he tried to take some kind of other, like, insurance fraud type stuff.
However you defraud Medicaid in the mid-90s, he figured out how to do it.
Wow.
I guess for a little bit. Shout out, Dr. B.
All right, then.
Not your current one.
No.
Shay Tolbert would never do such.
Never. Tolbert's good.
I'm glad that your teeth are back in check.
I want to visit your dentist. I won't ask him about you, but you speak highly of him.
He's great. He's right. He's close, too.
Mine moved.
That's what they do. Yeah. You know what? But
well,
he moved close. He moved closer to us.
I heard my mom. What?
Yeah, he's right.
You mean in Pickens County now?
I'm going to bring him in here so he can do our teeth live on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would love that.
Do a live cleaning.
He'll do it.
I have TMJ so bad that my jaw pops that it would be nice.
Let me tell you something. Good luck in the sale, too. Women love him. And he's already got a hot wife. So, ladies, hands off.
Does he wear wacky tennis shoes or dance?
Jordans.
Oh, cool.
Drives a
Tesla.
Does
he dance? Dancing dentist?
That's the thing. You got to be a dancing dentist.
And
you
have
gotta
muscles.
Wear, my daughter's, as a child, her dentist.
Got to have a gimmick.
He wore crazy tennis shoes. It was like his gimmick.
Okay.
Like the toe was missing? Or?
No, it was like they were like just paint splattered on them, or they glow in the dark. Or
that's the style now.
How do you see that, though? Why is that a selling point?
Because he's trying to
I'll be honest.
You don't remember
kids'
doctors putting on a clown nose walking
Patch
in
Adams.
The room and all that crap?
I've never really seen the feet of my dentist. It's not where I
am. You're not a real
Has he seen your feet?
Good patient.
On his shoulders?
No.
Can you see your feet?
Do you do that if you're a podiatrist? Do you put the feet on the shoulders and just look?
See my feet all the time.
Put them in a headlock and sit there and splay your toes for me. I can't.
Like, do you have to have the vice to open up if you're a proctologist? Like, how do you look down there?
I don't know. I'm not.
Is that what the nurse does? Just all hold cheeks
like
open
one
all
on
day?
Each side? Yikes.
Is there a device that
nurse,
they use
come
for
in
your,
here.
I would hope not. Me? Like, something just like, for lack of a better term, spreads it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Cuff would be when you get
the gynecologist. You do have the speculum.
You know how
use the speculum for that.
That word
type
makes
of thing?
Me feel real weird. And I don't even have parts that would matter with.
You know
why does
old
that
man,
make you feel weird?
Old man Cartwright would just summon Top Sing sometimes to come in the kitchen. I imagine that's what a proctologist would do with the nurse. Just come in here and hold his ass.
Okay.
My grandma made me feel very awkward when talking about going to the lady doctor, as they all called him. Maybe because they didn't know how to pronounce gynecologist, but they called it the lady doctor, lady problems. And, man, like my grandma, and I think it carried on to my mom, but she would later find Christ and not use the words anymore. But my grandma would talk about having to go get her boobie smashed. And she would just talk about the pain that was involved in that. It's like, God,
I'm so glad
I'm not a woman. You imagine you got to go once a year to get your goober smashed. I mean, that would suck.
Well, hopefully. I think men get
Sign me
cancer.
Up now.
You know, they need to have that checked.
Yeah, but that
took me an appointment.
She had some.
You need to get your testicles smashed like that.
No, I don't. Well, come step on them.
Well, gladly.
Did you take the Venmo?
That is very hard to find lumps in your testicles because.
Well, you need to.
Well,
you have
to find at least a couple.
How many people die of cancer every year? You need to have your
three.
Your
but you gotta like
colonoscopy done, and you need
colonoscopy.
I'm not gonna squish my own boys because that hurts, and that's how you gotta.
I do yours, you do mine.
You may have nodules, and you don't even know it.
What does that even feel like?
I have no idea.
Isn't that Jesse James Dupree's son's name?
I think it is.
If you
That's how he pronounces it, nodule.
That's a new album, brother.
Got little lumps under your testicles. You need to get.
I named mine Nodule Dupree.
That's the thing. Do they grow in the same spot? Can they grow anywhere?
That I can't answer.
Are they like women's breasts where one's bigger than the other one?
Yes.
You know that to be a fact?
I think you do have problems with inflammation if you have
I think midweek one's probably bigger than the other one.
I don't like to hear inflammation when talking about my gonads.
How else do you say it?
I mean, that's the way to say it. I just don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about a speculum near there either. Again, would not matter or anything. But
God, I don't
need
even think
this is why we need a doctor on the show.
I don't think you use a speculum for your anus, but maybe they do. I don't know.
I think they did in that Marilyn Manson video that time.
Not
a music video. It was just a video.
It's like that game. What's the thing you put in your mouth and try to read the phrase? People try to guess what it is.
Oh.
That little white plastic thing that opens your mouth real big.
You did that in a Marilyn Manson video, too.
To clean your teeth.
No, it's like a game.
It looks like something they'd use on Saul.
Yeah. Billy the Puppet.
I know what that is, but I don't know what it's called.
Makes you smile like the Joker?
Uh-huh. A little plastic gimmick.
That's what it's called, actually, a plastic gimmick.
All right.
We're going to take us a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to say, hey, famous people born on April Fool's Day, happy birthday.
Or
suck it. Right after this. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guys, break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on April Fool's Day, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah.
It did not occur to me to get this gentleman's entrance music until just now.
Be a wrestler.
Part-time.
Oh, Logan Paul.
It is Logan Paul's
birthday.
Real? Yep. You may know him from Paul American.
And I hope you don't.
The show he has with his brother.
It's going to be the man's version of Kardashians.
Kardashian.
I don't like it.
But he is good when he's in the ring.
He is good.
The Logue.
You got to think, as a wrestler, like as a wrestler, that's got to just be nauseating, piss you off.
I want to watch it, hoping they go behind the story of Prime. I don't think they will. How did you like? Did somebody put Prime in your head as an idea?
Yeah, did somebody come to you and say you could be the model, be the guy for it, and run with it?
Always interesting stories like that. Like Jessica Alba made a ton of money off baby clothes.
You know, people never ask me, "Hey, did you come up with that by yourself, or did somebody come to you?" It's like they already know.
Yeah.
Logan Paul's not 30 yet, so I'm gonna say 28.
I'm gonna say he can suck it.
Oh, wow. Not a fan.
Why you not like Logan?
She likes Jake, maybe, a little bit.
I didn't like what he said about Tyson, but that was all.
That whole thing made me want to just throw something at the TV. I'm sorry, he can suck it.
Throw that ass.
No.
Paige is a Mike Tyson fan.
No, I just thought it was stupid and a waste of time.
Well, sir, you are wrong, because Logan Paul is 30 years old today.
Ah!
Dirty 30 for old Logan.
Just officially yesterday, I would have been right. Hello, ladies.
And then I watched their little thing on HBO, and I thought, you two are just a little too much
Paul American.
Conceited. I thought this was Val Venus at first.
Oh, no, this is... Did you make fun of Jake Paul's lisp on Paul American?
It was bad.
No.
Just stop.
Why would you when you got Cody Rhodes here?
This is the theme song to Saturday Night Live. He's not on it anymore. You may know him as Jebediah the Movie Critic. He also did Eminem a few times and Pee Wee Herman. He didn't really have a character besides Jebediah. That was a good character.
Man, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
If I gave you the initials TK, would you guess who it is? I think you mentioned him the other day in something else you watched.
Tom Kenny?
Taron Killam.
Taron Killam, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he was on a roll, and then they had some disagreement. He left and never went back.
I think they got a pretty good cast now, but when you watch old episodes, you're like, man, I forgot he was there. I forgot she was on there.
You know, he was conceived at Sandals. He and his brother, Rippin' and Tarum.
Brothers with different first names.
Crickets.
49 now. Hey, I didn't ask you where you ate dinner last night.
Taron Killam. He's 43 years old today. I thought he'd be a little bit older.
That's when you should have said, I ate crickets, dummy.
Little cricket, dummy.
Oh, my God, I missed that.
I don't even think that's around anymore, is it?
I don't think so.
You didn't go to Little Cricket, dummy. Little Cricket ain't around no more, you lying dummy.
You're lying dummy.
I miss Little Cricket.
Little Cricket, dummy.
Is that a rapper?
What do you say when you need it right away, Matthew?
Oh, my God.
What do you say? She's waiting on you to say it, and you don't say it.
Little cricket dummy.
Don't say it, call me a dummy.
Stop.
I didn't mean to turn into a black woman. I apologize.
I was about to say.
What do you call me a dummy?
Making Mary Medea
my dog.
Now. Randall Keith Orton.
It is RKO's birthday, the legend killer. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee.
The son of a cowboy.
Raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
His dad had a broken arm for 5 years in a row.
His dad was a cowboy.
A real cowboy, or a wannabe cowboy.
He's a real cowboy.
Okay.
Some days when you think you're a ghost and you're just talking and no one's acknowledging you? Did I die a minute ago? I'm gonna RKU out of somewhere. I'm gonna say Randall Keith is. I'd like to interview him too, and I think he would be delightful.
Youngest WWE champion history. I think SummerSlam 2003. Maybe he won it. Maybe it was a little later. He beat Benoit for the belt in that main event.
44.
42.
Randall Keith Orton is 45 years old today. I saw a funny video of him trying to read a bottle, and he had his glasses on.
His dad?
Yeah, and his wife's giving him crap.
I walked by a mirror in my house the other day. This is what I look like. Like this.
Oh, you had him at the end of the nose angry teacher.
I know.
Or some horny teacher in a video.
Yeah. You like this? Do I look horny right now? Not like I'm trying to find it.
You look disheveled.
Not like old triangle tees from what I watched last night.
The Undertaker lady.
We'll keep it going for this person. I don't really know how to address this person, but it's Rachel Maddow's birthday. Don't know the Rachel Maddow's pronouns.
Can I do my impression of Road Dogg Jesse James?
Yes.
I got two words for you. Suck it.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were going to do the announce.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X proudly brings to you your tag team champions of the world, the badass Billy Gunn,
the Road Dogg, Jesse James,
the New
Age Outlaws.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Suck it!
Okay. I have no idea how that chicken.
You ever crotch chop yourself and accidentally catch a nut and hurt yourself?
I'll say 52.
If I do it enough, I catch one. Yeah. She is 52 years old today. Look
Nailed
at her.
Nailed it. Good job, Paige.
We'll keep it going for this guy. This was before me, BFB, on the show. But there was an event hosted at a certain bar in Clemson. This gentleman's company was in town. He's since been much maligned with various allegations, but celebrity nonetheless, Joe Francis.
Not related to the saint of hospital fame. No,
or Steve.
You know, they tried to buy it. They were going to call it Joe Francis Hospital. And the saint said, nope, I'm not interested
Joe
in selling.
Francis Hospital.
Can't do it.
I love it.
I'm going to downtown Joe Francis, Matthew.
So hang on. No,
what?
Don't, you're not doing that there.
51.
53.
Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild is 52 years old today.
Oh, the same.
Allegedly hiding in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
So, well, that's crazy. Hiding. I mean, how does a guy like that hide?
I don't know. Like, does he still have money? Is he laying low?
What did he do that was...
Well, they're saying some of these girls were very underage when they were on his videos.
They didn't card.
No. Do you recognize this voice?
Yes.
Is this Justin Bieber?
No, but we talked about her the other day. Susan Boyle.
Oh, wow.
Misery. I mean, I'm sorry. Les Mis.
She was Jean Valjean in Les Mis.
Oh.
And auditioned, of course, for Britain's Got Talent. Sang this song. Don't know if she's related to Peter Bull, who's no longer with us.
I have a friend who's going to a doctor's appointment later for that today. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Stockton to Malone.
Jay Slutty.
And yes, you are Malone in that situation.
Thank you. I'll talk like a cowboy then. At 62?
60.
Susan Bull is 64 years old today. We got some happy heavenlies for you. Paige, we can't get out of here without a happy heavenly birthday.
Paige is going later to see her doctor about her Laura Flynn Boyle. It's irritated yes. right now.
You really got to get that looked at.
It's on my back.
Debbie Reynolds. Old Deb.
Deb Reynolds.
Would have been 93 years old today. Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. Just
the bike shop owner in the episode of...
No, Different Strokes.
Yeah. Also, you may know him as Mr. Carlson from WKRP in Cincinnati. Gordon Junk would also have been 93 years old today.
His last name was Junk.
Yeah.
And he played a pedophile.
Junk.
Oh, Junk.
What Chris Cross, what Daddy Mac wants you to do. The Mac Dad.
You know, that was nothing more than inversion. Because his name was Chris Cross, the other's name was Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy.
Rest in peace, whichever. Was it Daddy Mac or Mac Daddy that passed away?
I mean, when one's gone, it's like Linkin Park. There ain't nobody going to just see one of them.
And this former Atlanta Brave knuckleballer.
P.M. Phil Negro.
Phil Negro would have been 86 years old today.
God, I met him at the Greenville Mall when I was, I wasn't a kid, but a teenager.
I never heard a bad thing about him, really.
Freaking nice. Met his brother Joe at a different event, and he was not as nice, I will say.
Just like, I don't know if you've met this golfer, but never heard a bad thing about Lee Trevino anywhere.
Did not meet him.
And he was like on the circuit, like a lot, like easy to meet.
Hear a lot of bad things about golfers.
Yeah. Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah.
Many others.
Jesper Parnevik.
I mean, I wish Lucas Glover would come on the show. He's playing great golf.
I wish you'd just read my DM. Leave me on red. Don't just leave me there with other people that didn't go to high school with you.
I mean, his Atlanta team just won TGL. He's going to be in the Masters.
Lucas, were you mad we didn't put you in the family? Was that what it was?
Were you in the same class?
I was a freshman. I was a senior when he was a freshman, but still, okay, we worked together at Winn-Dixie.
Oh, okay. Well, you do have a connection.
He forgot his roots.
He...
The guy's playing some great golf.
Well...
Hot golf.
Didn't have time.
I know. So busy. No, I get it. There's many people I don't respond to as well. Thank you.
Come on, Lucas. Come home. Come see us.
To Paige for having a heart of gold and not really being legit mad at me today with my failed April Fool's prank on her.
Not really.
She should have been mad at me, but I'm not going to throw that out.
I knew it was a work. That's why I handed you my phone.
I tried to convince her that Fat Boy was my son.
Yeah, I mean, and he said, give me back.
Sometimes I wonder if you're related. Your brothers.
Well, wait, we do kind of favor each other a little bit.
You do.
We're not brothers from another mother. We're not sisters from another mister.
I can't tell you apart sometimes.
We look like a before and after picture.
Of what? We don't know.
We don't know what. Whoa.
Oh, I weighed this morning. You want to guess how much I weighed this morning?
Dude, I'm weighing Friday, and I'm just going to come in Monday, and I hope that I have my goal hit. Would you?
No, my goal is definitely not hit. 369.4.
Hey, see? Told you yesterday on your birthday you didn't weigh 400 pounds.
I'm getting big. I'm getting close, hopefully. I got to get to 400 first, then go backwards.
You're trying to go backwards first, don't you?
I don't know. Do whatever Jelly Roll did.
Oh, he's losing.
I got to walk around more and eat.
Like get stem cell and all that other stuff.
I gotta get a face tattoo for everyone.
Get some Ozempic and then get too thin.
Give me some semaglutide.
Then have saggy skin and go get surgery.
Hey, look, man. This, I'm trying to tone this up.
I'm not
when you get muscles up here, though, the undercarriage makes it look like there ain't nothing there. It's like the opposite of
it. Give me some Kilimanjaro.
I wasn't talking about you.
You want to fight about this?
Because no,
we'll do it with
the
best
damn
audio battle tomorrow.
Okay? Rob Young, too, Borderlands Comics.
And we're going to talk all things Comic-Con tomorrow. I'm going to bring in some stuff and see if it's worth anything with Rob. Usually it's disappointment, but we'll see.
He'll do it up for you.
Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Not while you're driving and texting. And have a blessed day. God bless America. It's good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm going to pump you good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.